Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Indianola is hosting a special holiday event, Rockin' Around the Square Holiday Extravaganza, and we're all invited. Let's go in depth with Brenda Easter, Executive Director, and Rick Wilson, member of the Indianola Chamber of Commerce. Well, Rick, our listeners might have heard your voice before. I hope they've heard your voice before. You're one of the voices that, one of the people that call Simpson College Sports for us.
Well, yes, Simpson and Indianola, but being with KNIA and KRLS over the past couple of years, I've had the pleasure to pick up on Simpson College, their football, basketball, and all those programs, sports involved at Simpson, and, of course, Indianola, too, when we can get to the state tournament, because there's a lot of coverage on KNIA KRLS, as we know. And, yes, I've been doing that for almost 32 years.
Well, now, you suggested to me that I come to Indianola and talk about a really neat festival they're having Friday night. It's Rocking Around the Square Holiday Extravaganza. And Brenda, with the Chamber's here. And can you tell us a little bit about it, Brenda?
Yeah, our Holiday Extravaganza on December 2nd is kind of a kickoff, if you will, to the holiday season. We have amazing activities for the kids. We have live musical performances by the local talent. We have Ace DJ that's going to be playing some really great holiday music. We've got fantastic shopping at the stores around the square. We're going to have horse-drawn carriage rides. We're going to have interviews with Olaf and Elsa, the Snow Queen, and a few other characters. The Grinch, I believe, is going to be making an appearance. And in addition to all of that, we have some really great activities in all of the local shops around the square for kids to enjoy. We have it going on in Indianola on December 2nd.
Well, I spent just a minute looking around the square when I came, and it's been a little bit of time since I've been to Indianola. Your square looks like a lot of fun, a lot of things to do, a lot of places to shop.
We do. We have some of the most unique shopping opportunities right here on the square. We've got a great store for women, J. Renee's store for women's wear on the square. We've got a bookstore, Page Turner's. We've got Adorn. We've got Carrie's Flowers for some of those other unique Pat Taylor's, floral, you name it. We've got some really great bakeries, so pick up a baked good from Mishmash or from Narrows. You name it. You can find anything that you need right here in Indianola.
Now, the event, the Holiday Extravaganza, Rocking Around the Square, it begins at 5 on Friday night and lasts till about 8.
It does. And what's really awesome is that for the early birds, they can start visiting the children's store, which is a very special opportunity for our young youth to pick a special gift for their special someones in their lives. At 5 p.m., they can also start seeing Santa at that point in time, carriage rides and all of those really great things. And then we end the evening about 7:45 to 8 p.m. with a lighted parade, which is super unique.
Lighted parade. Well, that's fun. I know other communities around, including Knoxville, have that. That's always a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and we have some really great entries this year. And of course, you know, with Mother Nature's permission, we'll have a really great evening. It sounds like it's going to be awesome weather, and so I think the lighted parade is a tradition that many communities like Indianola enjoy every year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Indianola's Rockin' Around the Square Holiday Extravaganza with Brenda Easter and Rick Wilson. Now, Rick, you were telling me earlier about this store for children that the Lions Club is doing. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, yeah, Bob. Here's the thing. A few years ago, probably 9 years ago, we started this children's store. And basically, it started out for an opportunity for the young people. We go pre-kindergarten through third grade. They can come in and shop with the help of our Lions Club. And over the years, that has grown. I think the first year, we had like 380-some kids through. Last year, we were close to 500. But this doesn't go off without the help of, I get the Simpson cheerleaders, I get the Rotaract Club out of Simpson, there's some volunteers, those students volunteer, I get the Indianola cheerleaders to come in and help us out, and they help these little ones go through and shop. We don't allow mom or dad or grandma and grandpa in because we want it to be a surprise. And it's items from coffee cups to golf balls, just items like that, that they can go in and pick out jewelry, that they can go in and pick out and pick it out for mom or dad. They've done that. I've got a story I always like to tell. This is a first year, second year coming back. The lady was from Sheraton, Iowa. She came in, and she says, I want to know who's in charge here. So everybody pointed their finger at me, and she told me this story, and I think it's worth retelling. Christmas that year, little five-year-old girl picked out items for mom and dad. Anyway, the dad got to open his up, looked at it, and he goes, what is this? And she said, it's what your daughter picked out for you. Yeah, but he says, what is it? And she said, I gave him that wifely look and said, I don't know either, but she picked it out for you, so you better like it. So anyway, she's standing over in the corner by the Christmas tree with looking over her shoulder, you know, wanting to know how dad was going to accept this present. And of course, he said, oh, my goodness, just what I wanted, the best thing you could have ever gotten me. And there was a grin from ear to ear. Now, if you can imagine that, a little five-year-old, she actually got to pick this out, and this is what this is all about. They go in and get to pick this out for mom or dad or grandma and grandpa and take that. So they've got something that they've actually picked out for them at this time of year, and that's what it's all about. That smile and that reaction is what this is all about, and we've been doing this now going into our ninth year. Last year, we were close to 500 little ones that came through, and we could not do it without the help of all the businesses in town, from Walmart to Simpson College Bookstore to Tyson's to McCoy's True Value, all the smaller shops, anybody. I'm not going to leave somebody out, but everybody that comes in, I mean, I thank them so much from the bottom of my heart for helping us do what we can do here, our Lions Club, what they can do.
Well, that's pretty neat. It just dawned on me that I probably, you know, with the kids over the years, manipulated the process. I said, saying like, oh, mom or grandpa might not like that. But this allows them to be creative and get the gift on their own. That's really cool.
It is. And we've got jewelry. We've got coffee cups. We've got golf balls. We've got water bottles. We even got some clothing, so, you know, like leggings or hats or things like that that the kids can pick out, and or tools. I mean, whether it's a screwdriver or a little wrench, it doesn't, it matters to them that they get to pick that out. Another story I've got for you, we had a little girl came through last year. She bought this little toolkit thing that we had that we got from McCoy's, and it was there. She says, I'll take that. And I said, okay, what would you want to get your mom? She goes, no, that is for mom. Okay, so we followed her through. She went over to get it wrapped up and ready to go. I said, I've got to ask you, why are you giving your mom a toolkit and your dad a coffee cup with a golf ball? Well, at my house, if anything's going to get fixed or repaired, mom's got to do it because dad has no clue. So she knew exactly what she was doing. This is a five-year-old picking out a gift for mom or dad. So that had to be special at that time of year. So it's just one of those things that you smile and you go, way to go, young lady.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Indianola's Rockin' Around the Square Holiday Extravaganza with Brenda Easter and Rick Wilson. Well, you got my attention, Brenda, when you said the local choirs were going to sing and carols and songs, and the whole theme is Rockin' Around the Square, so it sounds like you got a lot of good music.
We do. We are blessed to have really great performers through our high school. So the Indianola High School is going to be singing at the tree, the a cappella choir. It's 20 to 30 students who have the most beautiful voices ever. And they'll be gracing us at the tree this year, singing all kinds of really fun holiday holiday melodies and things that most people will remember or know. We are also going to have several of the group quartets. So not only will they be performing in some of the businesses around the square, but they also might step out at the tree and give us a really fun performance. We have lots of other local talent that we're bringing in. One of the things that was one of the favorites last year was our middle school jazz band. And I want to tell you something. They were awesome. And so we asked them back, and they're coming again. So I can't wait to hear what they've got prepared for us again. So we use the local talent as much as possible. And then, of course, Ace DJ is one of our local DJ. He does special events, receptions, and things like that. But I want to tell you something. His speakers and microphones and his talent to really set the mood for an event is amazing. So we're very thankful that they're joining us this year.
Well, bringing the kids in, I mean, what a great idea. That just brings lots of memories for them. And you get mom and dad and grandpa and grandma and aunts. And I mean, you're building a good crowd on the square.
It's all about tradition. And we're truly interested in bringing tradition back to Indianola. You know, people are enjoying it today, but it's those memories that people are getting as a small child and when they're making decisions to when they grow up and get married and have their own kids to where they're going to live, we know that we're going to be able to recruit some of them back to Indianola because we have these really great family traditions.
And it's just so emotional, I guess. It is for me anyway, to watch kids you know just sing those Christmas songs. It just really brings up all kinds of emotions.
It does, and it's about family. It's about friends. It's about pulling together a community who sometimes forgets that we really are a wonderful community and taking a moment to celebrate together, and that's really what the Holiday Extravaganza is all about. And the Little Red Radio is going to be in the parade here in Indianola as well.
Well, and so it begins at 5, and you can get some things done early, but you really want to be there in time to see the 6 o'clock lighting of the trees, right?
Absolutely. The sooner you can get there, the better. But we will start things at 5. So for the early birds, they can get around the square, do the things they need. 6 p.m. is the lighting of the tree. And then, like I said, we're done by 8 p.m. So it's a quick evening. And why? Because it's outdoors. And we want to make sure that everyone makes it safe and sound home on that evening. So, you know, we're going to try to be done by 8:15, and that way everybody can have a great evening and still be able to tuck their young ones in at a decent hour.
Why are you helping with this, Rick?
Well, that's a good question. It's just, you know, I like giving back to the community. Our Lions Club, we do a lot of things that with our bike nights and our things that we do that our service club does, but we like giving back to the community. And for me, I've always been part of the chamber and always wanted to help out. I just kind of like doing that. I guess that's kind of the way I was brought up. My parents, we grew up in a small town. It seemed like when something went on in the community, we were there with them doing it. And as I grew up, it's what I hope I can take and pass on to my three daughters and their families as they can help out in the communities they belong to. And the community is as good as the people that live in it. And I want to be part of that. And I want to make sure that Indianola is a great community. I love it here. I love living here. And we've got a lot of great people, a lot of great businesses here. It's just one of those communities where if you – I'll make a sales pitch. If you're listening to this and you're thinking about moving, Indianola is the place to go.
Well, and it looks like you've got a list of a bunch of chamber members here. It looks like there's a lot of benefits to belonging to the chamber if you're a local business.
There absolutely is. A chamber is only as ever as strong as its members and the people that we serve here in this community. And we have some really strong, very committed local businesses who really, really are truly committed to making this a great community to live in. And the benefits of the chamber is that we work together. We're focused on driving economic impacts and growth for our community while at the same time improving our quality of life. So it's a big task, but you know, with members like Community Bank, who's our signature sponsor, you've got People's Bank and Simpson College, the city of Indianola, right? We are all working together to really make Indianola something special.
Okay, and so this is really just the rocking around the square holiday extravaganza Friday night. It's really just the kickoff to your holiday season in Indianola, right?
It certainly is. Obviously, we try to provide as many fun things and activities we can for families and kids, but we also have extended our opportunities a little bit into the season so that if people miss the December 2nd night, they can still stop back. We have December 8th and 15th. The shops are open late, which, by the way, they're open late and on every Thursday through December 22nd, but we have horse-drawn carriage rides. They can visit Santa at the Santa House on those evenings and do some local shopping. And so, we have a lot of things going on. And for people who don't live here, they should come and visit us. Experience Indianola, because we have a really great opportunity for them to love Indianola.
Thanks to Brenda Easter and Rick Wilson for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.